Now, here's some Roots Radio music news. I'm Craig Havokhurst. The biographies tell us that Americana star Jim Lauderdale released his first album in 1991. But sometimes history has to be revised. The album that he hoped would be first was recorded in 1979 in the basement studio of Earl Scruggs in Madison, Tennessee. It was a duo bluegrass project with the recently inducted Bluegrass Hall of Famer, Roland White.
Forgive and forget, pretend we just met. Honey, let's make up, forgive and forget.
When Lauderdale couldn't find a record company willing to take a chance on the project, it got set aside, and then it got lost, until a couple of years ago.
Well, Diane's the one who found him. She says, look at this.
That's Roland White telling the story of how his wife, Diane Boska, found a rough mix on stereo reel-to-reel tape in a box at home.
And we played the tape, and I said, oh, wow, that's the album we did. And I just forgot about it, actually.
But Lauderdale did not. He was thrilled to have it recovered. And as of this week, the long-lost album, Jim Lauderdale and Roland White, is out on Yep Rock Records, the same day as a new Jim Lauderdale solo album called Time Flies. Lauderdale reached on the road, says he came to Nashville in 79 with his heart set on meeting his hero, Roland White, and that making a record with him was a huge validation of his talents, even if he had to wait a while to see it come out.
It's cool that what would have been my first record is now my 30th, and then at the 31st record, Time Flies, just kind of shows the passing of time musically.
For more background on Lauderdale's relationship with Roland White and the new albums, visit WMOT.org.